Allison, thanks for stopping by.
Good to see you, David.
Over the years, we've often talked about drought conditions and the need to water our plants. Not so far this summer. The rain barrels are overflowing.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's been amazing. I had a conversation with a gardening friend that lives in North Asheville, and he measured 11 inches just last week. All the more important to monitor. Automatic irrigation needs to go off. You need to watch your rain barrel overflow. Even disconnect it from the gutters for now. It's just not, it's not worth it.
How has all the rain actually affected the garden, though?
It's been both good and bad. I've seen poorly planted and even newly planted plants like annuals, or, you know, just they just languish. They're just sitting there. And then I've seen trees and shrubs go absolutely crazy. I mean, they're just the excessive growth. Lots of midsummer pruning going on right now. And then we're starting to see diseases starting to creep in.
What sorts of trees, variety of trees, are vulnerable to diseases?
Fruit trees, dogwoods, you know, they get powdery mildew. We've been seeing that through the summer, and it's just stepping up.
It's almost as if you spent the night out in the yard watching some of the trees that enjoy all this rain, you would see them growing.
Yeah, exactly.
They're just leaps and bounds, getting taller and taller. It's amazing. I would assume that weeds are also enjoying this wet weather.
The annual crabgrass, any seed that's there is just going. I hear from the master gardeners that invasive plants like Oriental bittersweet is just putting on lots of growth, just like the ornamentals, putting on lots of growth.
What about in the vegetable garden? I suspect some vegetables are rotting.
Yeah, I talked with Susan Sides at the Lord's Acre out in Fairview, and fortunately, they harvested their onions and garlic early because they saw that they could be rotting, but I know a lot of people weren't so lucky.
Last time we met, we talked about one of your favorites, okra.
Yeah.
Is all the rain bad for the okra?
Yeah, there's a couple of plants, okra, corn, that really like it hot, and the water is having an impact. They're just not putting on as much growth that we would usually see this time of year.
And I'm assuming also that it's very bad news for tomatoes.
Yeah, unfortunately so, in a number of ways. Diseases, flowering, fruiting. If they are fruiting, they're not getting, I mean, they're probably cracking, you know. So pollination and flower set is a real problem here with the amount of rain we've been getting.
I've heard you say it may be a good time actually for gardeners to take a break.
Well, I mean, you don't want to get in the garden and work the soil. Definitely not right now while it's wet. Even walking in the garden can compact the soil. Walking among wet plants, you can spread diseases to other plants. So, you know, if you can, take some time out and just work in there when it's dry.
But what's the upside of all this rain?
Well, the plants are flourishing. The water table's being recharged. There's lots of great opportunity for late summer and fall planting. It's really hard to know what's going to happen, right, in August and September, but I think the soil conditions are good. Local nurseries and garden centers typically have a lot of locally grown plants, both vegetable and ornamental, and it's a good gardening season.
Allison Arnold is the founder of Allison Arnold Gardens and Landscapes. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.